Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And if you're a regular listener of these podcasts or you follow my work in any of its forms, you know that I'm continually playing with different ways of describing a fundamental truth about who we are. That we are the thinker, not that which we think. We are consciousness, not that which we are conscious of in any given moment. That we are this aliveness and intelligence of the universe, regardless of what we happen to be doing or not doing in any given moment. And sometimes a metaphor just really lands for me. And I love sharing those because even in sharing them, I go deeper, I see more. And one of those metaphors I first heard from my mentor, Mavis Karn. And she grew up, I gather, near the Mississippi River. And the Mississippi River, I'm not sure I've ever seen it, but it's really wide. it's a river that in places actually almost looks like a lake. And she said the thing about the Mississippi River is it's a very different place depending how deep in the river you are in any given moment. So on the surface, particularly in the winter, it's wide enough that it doesn't freeze, but there can be a lot of chop on the surface. So it can be a very roiling body of water. Now, if you get just a few feet under the surface, there's a steady flow of water. And if you go deep enough, it's almost still. And when I heard that, I just realized what a beautiful metaphor for the different levels that we can live our life at. In any moment, we can get caught up in the chaos and chop on the surface of our lives, the what's going on right now and what's going on in my head and what am I feeling right now and sometimes it's calm, but sometimes it's really noisy. And yet in any moment, no matter how much chop there is in my mind, I can just drop underneath it a little and I'm in flow where I just can follow and just the right thing occurs to me at just the right time. And it's that experience that we've all had from time to time. Some people have it all the time. Some people only have it in one aspect of their lives. They experience that flow in their music. They experience that flow in some other area of performance or sport. They experience that flow when they're engaged in business. But it's a feeling that we love. It is a very alive, moving, flowing feeling. And in any moment, we can rest in the deeper stillness that is still alive. It's still moving. But it's moving so slowly that it feels still. And in a way, the art of living is to be able to move back and forth between this deeper stillness and this gentle flow without getting too caught up in any given time in the chop, in the chaos on the surface. And so if you want to play with it, you've probably got your own ways of doing it, but what I'll suggest is just for today, maybe the next few days, just notice moment by moment, am I in the deeper stillness? Am I in that active flow? Or am I caught up in the chop, in the chaos on the surface? And rather than think if your question is, well, okay, yeah, no, I get it. How do I do more stillness and flow? All you've got to do is notice where you are. And if you really want to spend more time in the stillness and the flow, then noticing when you get caught up in the chop and letting go. You'll sink right back down underneath, either down far enough to re-engage with life, re-engage with the flow, and at times to drop even underneath that into the stillness of our deeper nature. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.